We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories. Security is being increased in the Garden State at Garden State Temples today after a frightening early morning attack at a synagogue in Essex County. Police in New Jersey say a man was caught on surveillance video wearing a ski mask and throwing a Molotov cocktail at the front door of the Temple Nur Tamid at 936 Broad Street in Bloomfield. Here's Bloomfield Mayor Michael Venezia.
From the township side, we're going to make sure that we have a strong police presence there at all times. And also, there's going to be a security company there as well.
And despite the firebomb attempt, police say no damage was done to the temple. All activities and services were canceled today. We're told that a heightened police presence will be in place for the rest of the week. So far, no arrests. The New York Attorney General, Matthew Platkin, releasing a statement acknowledging the attack, saying, "We are cognizant of the fact that these attacks have occurred while violence continues to erupt in Israel and while our own nation reckons with violence at home," saying, "I want to reassure New Jerseyans, especially our friends and neighbors, that we are standing with them and taking steps to ensure." His senseless death at the hands of officers has shocked the nation, and this Wednesday, Tyree Nichols will be laid to rest in Memphis. Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy. The Memphis Police Department has now disbanded its Scorpion unit following the release of that brutal video, which shows five of its now fired and charged officers beating Nichols following a traffic stop. Civil rights activists say, though, a lot more needs to happen.
The death of Tyree Nichols highlights the need for changes in policing, says NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson.
Getting tough on crime oftentimes is being smarter on crime, and we have yet to get smart on crime.
He said those changes need to come from Congress, a claim echoed on ABC's This Week by civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Without federal police reform, I think we're going to continue to see these hashtags proliferate so much that we can't keep up with them.
He said Tyree Nichols would still be alive if the city responded to previous complaints about the Scorpion unit. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Last night's protests in New York City were again mostly peaceful with no arrests reported. This afternoon, a demonstration is planned for 3 o'clock in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Salam Ismail is one of the main organizers of that protest. He says the issue here with black officers brutalizing a black man shows the urgent need for police reform.
The problem with policing is embedded in this institution, that these cops, although they minority officers, work in the minority community, they still don't have the sensitivity. They don't have the respect factor.
Another protest is planned for 4 this afternoon outside the Nassau County Courthouse. A vigil for Tyree Nichols will happen Monday evening in Queens, and his funeral is set for Wednesday in Memphis. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy. Do stay with 1010 Winds for continuing developments on the Tyree Nichols murder investigation. The sounds of New York City are certainly unique, but for some, they've reached a fever pitch, and that's led to a surge in noise complaints.
There's the sirens and, of course, the car horns. And some New Yorkers have had it up to here. There were more than 739,000 noise complaints to 311 in 2022, the most from the Bronx, more than 242,000 calls. Manhattan coming in second with 185,000 calls. The Upper West Siders logged a number of those, 57 of those calls about parties at Tavern on the Green.
It's like just like pounding crazy bass. Incredibly, incredibly loud.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
A Harlem man is under arrest, accused of hurling a bottle that smashed a window of a marked police van in front of the Apollo Theater late last night. Two police officers were inside the van and were treated for minor injuries. 38-year-old Albert Plummer has been charged with assault. A police spokesman says the incident was not a part of any protests. Police have released surveillance video of a couple wanted for the shooting of a man inside a subway car early yesterday morning. The victim was shot twice in the chest and arm after an argument on a southbound N train approaching the Canal Street subway station in Soho. He is expected to survive. Well, you might not have noticed, it's been a while since it snowed. In fact, we are about to break a record.
The snow drought continues. It's been 326 days now without measurable snow in New York City. The record's 332, so we have a shot to tie that or break that for sure as we go through the week here. It does look like, obviously, we've tied the record for the latest measurable snow, January 29, 1973. We certainly look like we're going to break that. No snow over the next couple of days. And again, it looks like it's going to be pretty quiet as we head through the next several days.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.